Welcome to the InfoWars Nightly News. It is Tuesday, September 22nd, 2015, and I'm Leanne McAdoo. Here's what's coming up tonight.
Tonight, caught on video, a black teenager punches a bus driver in the face because apparently demanding a bus fare is now racist. Then, Pope Francis arrives in the U.S. for a publicly charged historic visit.
The Pope is doubling down. He wants to have someone who portrays this whole Aslan narrative of the fact that the southwest of America really belongs to Mexico.
And check out the reaction of this crowd when Joe Biggs reveals his Hillary for Prison t-shirt. Plus, what they are not telling you about the clock kid and this.
Get right and change your part.
And it's nothing wrong with coming off the Democratic plantation.
Yes.
All that plus much more up next on the InfoWars Nightly News.
We've reached a critical juncture in the globalist program. That's why we're launching Operation Money Bomb 2015. And with the money we raise from this, we will be able to stay on the satellites and get on cable stations across North America, reaching tens of millions of more people right at the time they're receptive and looking for answers. So join us this September 16th and 17th. We're charging up, getting ready, and going in.
Well, with today's arrival of Pope Francis to the United States, there's a lot of controversy over who the Obama administration has added to the guest list of who's going to be at the White House during his visit. A lot of conservative commentators are actually saying the president shouldn't have invited people who are at odds with the Vatican's positions on gay clergy, some same-sex marriage, and abortion. Now, Republican presidential hopeful Mike Huckabee tweeted out, "Classless decision by the president to transform the Pope's visit into a politicized cattle call. It's an insult to millions of Catholics." Now, the Vatican and the White House have now played down these reports over the differences of the guest list, but they include the first openly gay Episcopal bishop, a leader for transgender rights, a gay Catholic blogger, and a prominent nun lobbyist who bucked the bishops on the Affordable Care Act. And now, of course, they're saying, you know, they probably wouldn't want to put the Pope in an embarrassing position to where he's going to be photographed with some people. And then that might be taken as the Pope accepting the lifestyle they live or whatever message it is that they're trying to push. But, you know, let's face it, the president is really hoping that the Pope's moral authority is going to help him push his agenda, which is, of course, just the UN's globalist agenda. And coming up later in the show, we're going to have a clip from David Knight. He is there with Jakari Jackson covering the Pope's visit, talking a lot about how he is basically using religion to push this globalist agenda. We're going to be exposing this all throughout the week. So that's coming up later in the show. But first, here's a win for liberty. American University is going to choose freedom of expression over trigger warnings. Now, they put out this faculty resolution on freedom of expression, and they said the pursuit of knowledge, unfettered discourse, no matter how controversial, inconvenient, or uncomfortable, is a condition necessary to the pursuit of knowledge. And freedom of speech undergirds the cherished principle of academic freedom. So American University is going to be committed to protecting that First Amendment right, and they say that regardless if this is going to offend any student, they're going to publish this and champion freely communicating these ideas, as well as the way the study material is written, produced, or stated, even if some members of the community might find it disturbing. Now, they do go on to say that faculty can put some warnings to students to say, hey, you're about to be exposed to some controversial material, but they do not agree with actually offering trigger warnings to students. That's right. They actually want to put trigger warnings on the book. So something you read in here might offend you, because a lot of times students are using these trigger warnings to opt out of the lessons altogether. And this university says that they don't want the students to do this. Obviously, the fact shielding students from controversial material will deter them from becoming critical thinkers and responsible citizens. I mean, my goodness, that's one of the big the reasons why you go to the university, is that you can challenge your ideas and your way of thinking. But we're basically seeing the way this country is headed. And so kudos to American University for putting this out there. Hopefully this will, you know, start to transfer through the rest of the university system. But now, speaking of sensitivities at school, everyone recalls Monday we had the clock kid who was booted out of school, momentarily arrested for bringing in a clock that looked just like a suitcase bomb. I'm sorry, if you look at it, it looks like any bomb you would see in a movie. He might as well have packaged it inside of a grocery bag and tied a string around it. You know, it looked just like something you would see in the movies. Well, now Judge Andrew Napolitano is coming out to say the clock kid and his family could be charged with fraud if the incident is proved to be a purposeful hoax. So, you know, this is, if it is an elaborate hoax, this would mean the president and Mark Zuckerberg and all sorts of people fell for this. Now, he goes on to issue this warning because thousands of dollars have been donated to Muhammad following this incident. And he says, if the parents were involved in the hoax, now you have a fraud going on because money has been collected on false pretenses. These donations were received via legal and scholarship funds. Now, it's been noted that Muhammad's father is a known activist who has engaged in several stunts to call out what he has perceived to be anti-Islamic activity. And Muhammad himself has even implied in a YouTube video that he knew that the clock he had built looked suspicious and threatening. He said, I closed the clock with a cable. I didn't want to lock it to make it seem like a threat, so I just use a simple cable so it won't look that much suspicious. So now that is kind of opposite of what we were hearing earlier in the week, where he stated that it's just a clock. It's just a clock. You know, he didn't think it was suspicious or threatening at all. So here, I mean, was this an elaborate orchestrated hoax? Who knows? That's probably racist of me to even pose that question. And here's another thing that is racist. You're not even allowed to ask people for their bus fare. This is surveillance footage captured on September 15th. It shows a boy following a group of other teens onto a bus, but unlike the others, he was unable to produce a student ID, so the driver requires him to pay the fare. Watch what happens.
He has an ID.
What's your student ID say?
Yeah, because you have nothing.
If you want to get Lizzie,
you can get off the bus.
No, I'm
all
the way off.
Really? Fine. Get off my bus. Now. Lay your hand on me. See what happens.
Oh, jeez.
So unfortunately, these are the kind of incidents that we're going to see more and more of as we're creating this society of victims, people who are seeing everything as racist or offensive, and I need a trigger warning for everything. Now we have these people who aren't critical thinkers, who are just saying, that's racist that you would demand a fare since I don't have a student ID and I just tried to walk on the bus. You know, that's what's going to be happening in this society. How dare you? But here is a whole another group that you might not have even thought about, this oppressed class, gingers. How often have you made fun of a redhead? I know I do it on the daily here when I'm at work with Travis Knight, our resident ginger. Now we've got a ginger extremist who's found guilty of a plot to shoot Prince Charles and William so that Harry could be the king for the Aryan people. Now, I'm sorry, I don't mean to laugh, but it just makes me kind of laugh. So this is a right-wing extremist. He felt marginalized by society due to his ginger hair, and he also plotted a cyanide attack and compared himself to Anders Breivik. So they found him guilty of preparing this terror attack after 14 hours of deliberations. So there you go. This guy really wanted Harry to be the king since he also is a ginger. But there again, so there's just this whole class of people who are now offended. They're perpetually offended. And, you know, we got to worry about all of these people, including now the new oppressed class, pedophiles. Now, we've been talking about this a lot this week because it was just so shocking that this is what we have now, the media promoting pedophile rights. And we've kind of talked for years about something like this happening when the moral depravity of the United States as it just, you know, continues its rapid decline. But now here it is. So this was Salon.com. They posted this yesterday. Basically, it was an op-ed by a self-described pedophile asking Americans to learn to accept pedophiles and be understanding and supportive of their sexual orientation. It actually, you know, they actually say that this is a new sexual orientation that has been discovered, saying that we need to now advocate for redefining pedophilia, and the negative potential that this could have. You know, it's not so negative for the children who are going to be victims of these people. We need to be understanding and sensitive of these pedophiles. So this is what's now being pushed. Of course, they didn't include a trigger warning for that because I was highly offended by this article. Now we've got a Louder with Crowder has responded. This is up on InfoWars and he says, no, Salon.com. I don't need to understand the plight of pedophiles. And basically he calls Salon out and he's saying, let's remove the pedophilia aspect from this for a second and replace it with, say, racism. Would Salon.com run an article titled, I'm a racist, but I'm not a monster. I've never discriminated against a black man, and I never would. But before judging me, won't you listen? Or would they run an article that said, I'm a college fraternity brother, and I have rape fantasies, but I'm not a monster. I've never drugged or bound a girl, and I never would. But before judging me harshly, would you be willing to listen? And I guarantee you the answer is no. We're not seeing any of these op-ed pieces by self-described, you know, I'm a racist, but I'm not a monster, or I would be a rapist, but I promise I'm not going to do it. Please understand me. Please have sympathy for me. This isn't the kind of message that they're pushing. However, pedophilia? I mean, what is going on here? What does that say about the country when child rape is not an issue, when they're trying to say, you know what, let's have a little bit of a sensitivity for these guys. But let me tell you, if I ever have kids and somebody touches them, I got a trigger warning for them as well. Now, this is kind of tying into this whole agenda here of easing up on sex with children, young people, because they're even covering it up now over in Europe. Now, this is the German media. We're having reports of them covering up rapes of children that are being committed by Muslim migrants. Now, we've talked about this before. A lot of these are young people and women being forced into prostitution, and they're covering it up. They will not report on it. German media outlets are refusing to broadcast this information because they don't want to offend the hundreds of thousands of migrants that are now flooding their country. And they say such content could inflame tensions. Now, Germany's top public broadcaster, ZDF, they decided to censor a primetime crime show that seeks public help in catching criminals. They refused to run a segment about a, quote, darker-skinned rape suspect. And the editor-in-chief there said, we don't want to inflame the situation and spread the bad mood. The migrants don't deserve it. So, you know, they want to talk all about the alleged rape crisis on college campuses, but they will not talk about the rape crisis going on now with a flood of illegal immigrants in Europe and elsewhere. We've seen the same sort of silencing here at our own southern border with the illegal immigrants coming in here. Total cover up of that. I know John Bound did a report on that, just saying they're basically raping their way through our country. But again, those are not the things that you're going to hear on the news here because, you know, they want you to be sympathetic to this and not worry about it. Don't worry about the fact that we're actually making the country more dangerous for women and children and gay people. You know, maybe you're going to get tossed off a roof here. Who knows? But it's for humanitarian reasons, so don't worry about it. You know, soldiers aren't allowed to ignore the sexual abuse that's being perpetrated by our Afghan allies because it's their culture. Don't worry about it. This is the new normal. Oh, and now we got a report coming out. German intelligence is concerned that Islamists are recruiting refugees, saying the number of Islamic extremists in the country have increased sharply in recent months, and they've expressed serious concern that they were recruiting among refugees, basically saying that they're under the cover of humanitarian assistance. They're exploiting the situation of the refugees for their own ends and to recruit, of course, for their extremist activities. You think? But again, nothing to worry about here, because like they said, they're going to be vetting these people, making sure they're only bringing in the good people. And sorry if they've got their fake Syrian IDs. They've vetted the moderate rebels. Oh, this is coming out of the Telegraph. Look here. U.S. trained Division 30 rebels betrayed the U.S. after they trained them and gave them weapons. They betrayed the U.S. immediately after they re-entered Syria, and they handed their weapons over to Al-Qaeda's affiliate there. So never mind that the U.S. is arming and training jihadists. Never mind that they're flooding the country with these illegal immigrants or people who they now believe are turning to these extremist groups. Whatever, that's fine. Pedophilia, it's totally okay. The most important thing is making sure that we are using the correct pronoun for people and that we have 3 bathrooms everywhere for people who are confused about their gender. That's what you should be concerned about. That's what they tell us is the most important thing. Oh, also, and paying those carbon taxes to Al Gore. Now, that's not what we think is the most important thing, and we're going to be giving you some more of real news coming up later, especially the massive surrender of sovereignty in this crony capitalism trade deal that is the TPP. That's coming right up.
You traitors claiming I'm a Ruski agent, say it to my face and I'll break your nose. I'm sick of it. I will stomp your head in the ground, you traitorous maggots, while we go under Obamacare, North American Union, conquered by European banks, announcing our kids don't belong to us, total bondage, total surveillance, and you want to shoot your mouth off about me being a Ruski agent, I will stomp your head in the ground.
Never water yourself down just because someone can't handle you at 100 proof. It's the Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
I wish we'd go back to the days, I'm telling you, of just getting my satisfaction out in the street. You pick a sword or something else, you're going out in the street.
I might as well just...
Are you ready to show your disapproval for Hillary Clinton? Get your Hillary for Prison 2016 t-shirt today at the InfoWars store. Hurry up, because these things are selling out faster than Hillary Clinton.
This is an American president. Just add puppet, then vote and repeat every 4 years.
Introducing Secret 12, the new InfoWars Life vitamin B12 formulation. Now, InfoWarsLife.com is excited to announce that we can bring you our most bioactive, powerful form of B12 that has been developed with our exclusive perfected process. Secret 12 is a binary of nutraceutical-grade, bioavailable coenzyme forms of B12. Secure your revolutionary Secret 12 formula right now at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
I'm running for president. Everyday Americans need a champion, and I want to be that champion. I'm hitting the road to earn your vote, and I hope you'll join me on this journey.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Another major health threat, this one in Toledo, Ohio, where everybody in the entire city has been told not to drink the water.
Ohio's governor declaring a state of emergency.
Did you know that the average person uses about 80 to 100 gallons of water at home every single day? If there's a water emergency, will you be prepared?
Panicked residents forming long lines throughout the day.
We're here at a supermarket in Toledo. You can see the shelves empty where water once was.
To stay safe and healthy during a crisis, you must have access to safe, clean water. Water which will not be available at your local grocery store.
There's a mad dash on right now to stock up on supplies.
The ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system is a must-have for every modern, independently minded household. Protect your family's safety during an emergency. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today to purchase your ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system or call 1-888-253-3139.
Alex, this is David Knight and Jakari Jackson. We're here in Washington, D.C., right in front of the White House. Of course, the Pope is going to be arriving in about 2 hours. He's going to be visiting with Obama tomorrow, as well as lecturing Congress. And then he's going to go to the United Nations and tell them what they want to hear, that we need to turn everything over for global climate indulgences. But there's also another agenda, Alex, and that is open borders. Both of these are being sold as saving the planet, doing this for the children, helping families, but they're both feeding a globalist agenda. And an example of that, Alex, is the fact that he's going to be holding the mass here in Washington. It's going to be held in Spanish. Furthermore, it is the first and only canonization mass they've had in America. He's going to canonize, in other words, make a saint, a Father Serra, who was one of the earliest missionaries into California back in 1749. And many people who are commenting on this say this is clearly sending a message that we have a dual heritage here in America. It's not just the English settling in Jamestown 120 years earlier. No, the important thing is the Spanish colonization of California. And what makes this interesting, Alex, is that in this particular case, Father Serra, there's been a lot of controversy about him. And there's a lot of pushback from people criticizing the Pope for canonizing Father Serra, because of the harsh treatment of the Native Americans, of the Indians that were there at the time.
Let's just be honest. They used them for slave labor.
Yeah, yeah. And just this
year.
But
it's okay because the Catholic Church did it, so now it's fine. And they're now announcing that L.A. is the capital of Latin America. This is all part of a globalist takeover.
Exactly. Just this year, the California legislature tried to remove a statue of Father Serra from the California legislative building. And so that's how unpopular, how controversial he is. But the Pope is doubling down. He wants to have someone who portrays this whole Aslan narrative of the fact that the southwest of America really belongs to Mexico. I believe that's what's behind this. Many people do. But, of course, so there's an open borders globalist agenda. There is a climate change carbon tax credit, a kind of indulgence that we would pay to the global elite billionaires. That's also going to be pushed in this visit.
Well, it's truly sickening to see the full court press of the UN, Obama, the Pope, global government, global taxes. The Democrats are introducing legislation. Well, they introduced it this morning to try to shut down everything and track us and use smart meters to tax everything we do. But, of course, they're going to be exempt from it. This is a total takeover, and the Pope is making his move. And I'll say this. Whether the Catholic Church was good or bad before, it has been taken over by UN Central Intelligence Agency / EU bureaucrats using a pedophile scandal. Even The Guardian admits that. It is now state-run religion. The Vatican has fallen to the New World Order, any way you slice it, and is now a total engine of evil.
They have actually no interest whatsoever in the massive changes that are going on here in America. You would think that he'd be talking about that, but he's got an agenda of climate change. We knew this was coming. He put out the encyclical this summer. It didn't get, surprisingly, that much coverage for most people. Polls right after he did it said only about a third of Americans were even aware of it. Only 40% of Catholics of those percentage. I don't know how many agreed with him and how many disagreed with him, but they were not even aware of it. So he's coming here with all the pomp and the circumstance to draw attention to that agenda.
And he's calling for a revolution in America. Yes. He's coming here, and he has his viceroys, his cardinals in the U.S. calling for open borders. How about he calls for the Vatican to lower its walls and give its money to Latin America? I mean, it's just such a joke. It's so hypocritical.
I wonder what his carbon footprint is on his plane, on his Pope mobile. Does he have air conditioning? Another one of those. It is the typical kind of hypocrisy that we see. And one of the things that he said was, why is it not news when a homeless elderly person dies on the street, but the stock market drops 2%? Well, we know that's the case. But let me tell you this. We're going to have a lot of homeless people, a lot of made homeless by the increased taxes. We're going to have a lot of elderly people who are going to be dying because they don't have heat, because they don't have air conditioning. We've already seen that happening in places in Germany where they've made it such a huge part of the budget for retirees that they can't afford to heat their homes.
Sure.
So they're dying in the cold. That's what's going to happen.
A billion people will die over a decade if they pass the Copenhagen Treaty. Which is their treaty they're trying to ram through part two in December in Paris. So the 2015 is their big move. I mean, they are going from 50 miles an hour to 5,000 miles an hour, David. And can you imagine next year it's going to be 20,000 miles an hour? I mean, they are accelerating at attack speed. Why do you think that is?
Well, you know, they had the Copenhagen schedule. They didn't get what they wanted out of that a couple of years ago. So they're putting everything on 2015 in the fall. From September through December is the major push. We knew that when he announced the encyclical. We said, wow, he's made this an encyclical. He's taken a scientist and put him in the Vatican Scientific Advisory Board, someone who has promoted globalist agendas of global government. He wants a globalist legislature, a globalist constitution, every aspect of global government, and he also wants a reduction in the population.
Sure.
This is the guy he's brought onto a scientific advisory board. So he's here as a part of this major push that begins now and is going to go through December. They're hoping they're going to get some major legislation. Or in the case of America, now we're run by a dictatorship who can just do things by executive order. So I'm sure that Obama can just do whatever he wants. He's got the moral authority, he thinks, when the Pope joins him on this issue.
It's a foreign religious leader with our president lecturing us. This is outrageous. This is a slap in everyone's face. This is disgusting. And Catholics are really upset, and I know why they are. If you can, let's pan and show folks the so-called White House, fully captured by globalist interest right now. That's Jakari Jackson doing a great job on camera, and we'll hear more from Jakari Jackson tonight and David Knight on the Nightly News. We're going to break here, David, in 40 seconds. Tell me what's coming up, what you're going to be working on. His lordship, his grandness, his excellency, his supremeness is about to land. You're about to go cover that?
Yeah, we're going to try to get out there to the base. I don't know how close we're going to be able to get to Andrews Air Force Base. CNN was reporting earlier, even though they have a reporter on the plane with the Pope, the CNN reporter said they'd embargoed their equipment. They were doing a Skype report on CNN because they'd taken all their other satellite equipment from them. That's how paranoid security is here in this area. It is absolutely amazing. Of course, at the moment right now, it's just a bit of a...
Hold on, skip the break, skip the break. We're going to skip the break. I'm just going to continue with David Knight because then I want to go to calls. Absolutely. You're panning around right there. I got to stop skipping these breaks, but this is a network break, not a station break, so stations shouldn't be playing over this. Any other hosts don't do this because they all just, not all of them, a lot of them are just greedy and want money. I could care less about money. It's just something to fund the operation to expose the New World Order. So I want to thank you all for your support. It's why your support's more important than ever, because I don't worry about raising money so much, and it is important to do. David, everything with the globalist is about breaking our will, throwing it in our face, conditioning us to submit. What do you make of Shalon, who criticizes us almost on a daily basis, sometimes daily, usually weekly, making up whole cloth lies, misrepresentations, media matters, all of them? What do you make of them coming out and having an article, I'm a pedophile, but I'm not a monster, and it's the beginning of just accept me, it's no big deal. We knew this was coming now that they've sexualized our children in the schools. And so now it begins, David Knight. I mean, there seems to be no end to this.
As we said last night when we covered that, I was covering it with Leanne McAdoo as part of the nightly news. He's talking about sexual orientation, and he begins the article by saying, I was born missing one of my hands, but that was nothing compared to what nature dealt me in terms of my sexual preferences. Now, he talks about how he's celibate. That's the way they're gradually going to roll it out. A pity for this guy. This is something that's just his sexual orientation.
And then it'll be parents will be on the news proud of them giving their five-year-old to pedophiles. It'll be, my son Billy has an orientation. He likes 50-year-old men. And then they'll just, and they'll go, and then they'll have him on ESPN and go, that's so good. Sorry, go ahead.
I would be very surprised to see this Pope talking at all about the disintegration of the traditional family here in America, which is basically, that's been the core of their concerns through my entire lifetime. Certainly, that's been the key thing they've talked about, talking about keeping the family together, stopping divorce, traditional marriage between a man and a woman, and preventing abortion. Has he said anything about those things? I haven't seen
anything. No, the first thing he said when he got in a few years ago, first thing he said was, is Catholics need to stop obsessing on abortion.
Yes, yes, exactly. And, of course, there's going to be some people here. There's a back and forth as to whether or not Obama is going to embarrass the Pope by having some gay activists and some transgender people in here. I don't think there's anything about it. He hasn't seemed to be concerned whatsoever about that. So it's all about the globalist agenda, Alex, whether they're talking about climate change, whether they're talking about open borders, whether they're talking about greed and the marketplace. And we need to understand that when he talks about this, he's not talking about real free markets. He's talking about crony capitalism. He's talking about the kind of economic fascism that they had in Argentina. That was set up by the Peronistas. Many people are saying, is he a Marxist? Is he a fascist? Is he a Peronista? It doesn't really matter.
He's a triple agent. He sold out capitalist and communist. He's an inside triple globalist agent.
Fool me, we can't get fooled again.
Introducing Secret 12, the new InfoWars Life vitamin B12 formulation. Most forms of vitamin B12 are highly processed and synthetic and cannot be properly absorbed by the body. That's why for real results, so many are having to turn to painful B12 injections, which are known to have higher absorption rates. Now, InfoWarsLife.com is excited to announce that we can bring you our most bioactive, powerful form of B12 that has been developed with our exclusive perfected process. Secret 12 is a binary of nutraceutical grade, bioavailable coenzyme forms of B12, methylcobalamin, the same kind used in B12 injections, and adenosylcobalamin. Secret 12 is simply taken by mouth, right on the tongue, and then swallowed. No needles, no injections. Don't take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Discover the secret. Secret 12. Secure your revolutionary Secret 12 formula right now at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Brain Force is here. Ladies and gentlemen, I've been on this the last few months. You probably noticed I've been more crazed, more focused, less brain fog, more energy, more special reports, and it's because of Brain Force.
One of the worst things with most energy products is it's not sustainable, right? You're going to crash afterwards, really bad afterwards. This has a bunch of different antioxidants and compounds and polyphenols.
Everybody's on these drugs to knock their brain out because the brain's so fried.
We kept changing this formula over and over and over again until it became sort of a grand puzzle. For example, the L-theanine inside of it, that is activated by the different compounds in the yerba mate that we put inside of it as well. This just increases the compounds you already have.
This is what you're actually designed to run on.
Exactly.
It's kind of like a car will run on one form of junkie gas, but it runs really good on what it's designed for.
Still damaging your brain.
You will find Brain Force, Survival Shield X2, and other game-changing products at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
The latest in preparedness is now here. An electrically stabilized colloidal silver solution that can be added to both your home cabinet and preparedness pack alike. Concentrated to 30 parts per million in what has been dubbed the Survival Silver Solution. The new InfoWars Life Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver is the answer for you and your family. And it's entirely free of toxic artificial additives that are loaded into many products. The InfoWars Life Silver Bullet Silver is so powerful that it is concentrated into a 2-ounce bottle and is not recommended intended for extended continual use. This is not a low-grade formula. We are working with one of the top laboratory manufacturers in the United States to bring you the best form of colloidal silver using electrical processes within a base of deionized water. For your preparedness storage or your home kitchen, purchase your bottle of InfoWarsLife.com Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver today.
I began to get into iodine a few years ago because it was helping me and my family so much get healthy and detoxify. I believe our research is conclusive. This is the best iodine out there. And I know this for a fact. Nobody else has got iodine based on these pure crystals, ladies and gentlemen.
For a limited time, experience the ancient power of Survival Shield X2.
I believe our research is conclusive. This is the best iodine out there.
Take advantage of this at InfoWarsLife.com.
Watching the InfoWars Nightly News, which airs 7 p.m. Central at InfoWarsNews.com.
Now we're going to air a clip from the Alex Jones radio show. Diamond and Silk are the North Carolina sisters who stand for the silent majority. They say they want to stump for the Trump. Now you might recognize them. This is Lynette Diamond Hardaway and Rochelle Silk Richardson, and they made headlines in August when their YouTube video went viral in support of Donald Trump.
Thank you for joining us, ladies.
Thank you for having us.
Well, I'm the one up here ranting. I want to hear from you. What do you think about Donald Trump now? You still love him as much as you did?
Yes, we do. Yes. As a matter of fact, we just changed to Republican, so we will be voting for him in the primaries. Mm-hmm. And we ask everybody, if the establishment and the GOP don't want to get behind Donald Trump, then we, the American people, have to get behind him. So if you are a Democrat, go switch your party to Republican today.
And today.
Yeah, so that you can vote for him in the primaries.
That's right.
What got you guys into Donald Trump?
Because he's speaking the American people language.
Mm-hmm.
He's talking about keeping American people safe by securing our borders, bringing our jobs back where people can thrive again in this country,
oh, yeah,
and making this country great again where we're united instead of divided.
That's right.
Well, it certainly is a positive message he puts out. I just hope that he's completely sincere. Do you ever worry about him? Because I didn't get you on to put doubts in your mind. I'm actually liking him more and more. But, you know, when he used to say he liked Hillary and stuff, you think that was just him being friendly?
He was probably just being friendly. But listen, this man wants to make America great, and he don't even want to get paid to do it.
That's right.
That speaks volumes, and it tells you something about his character.
Mm-hmm.
He's putting his money where his mouth is.
That's right.
And he wants to work for the American people, and that's why the American people love him. That's why he's leading in the polls,
yes,
and that's why he's going to be our next president.
And if you go to DiamondSilk.com, you'll see why we stuck for Trump.
Yes.
So it's his policies. It's why... You ladies like him. Now, don't lie to me. Do you also think Donald's handsome?
Well, yes, he's handsome.
Yeah.
But he's going to be our next president, and that's what we're excited about.
That's
and
right.
We want everybody, forget about this media biasness and this propaganda.
That's right.
Don't pay it no attention. Continue to stump for Trump, because that's what we're going to continue to do, is
that's
stump
right
for him until we get him in that White House.
Oh, yeah.
Sure, I had a guest on yesterday, and I said, listen, we can't pay for all these anchor babies. We're going bankrupt. Europe can't pay for all these immigrants. You know, why isn't the Arab countries taking the immigrants? And the guest said, oh, don't be racist. I mean, why is it that America is the only country that's supposed to pay for everything while we're going bankrupt? What happens when we go bankrupt?
Well, you know what? Sometimes we get used to robbing Peter to pay Paul.
That's right.
Charity starts at home. We need to take care of our own citizens first, our veterans,
mm-hmm,
our people that's living in poverty,
mm-hmm,
our people that's homeless and talking about, Americans talking about, we'll work for food.
Mm-hmm.
Take care of those people first before we reach outside,
yes,
and start trying to take care of everybody else.
That's right.
When did you start to follow Donald Trump? I mean, did you read about his politics? You watch him on TV?
The first time. The first time he announced that he was running for president, mm-hmm. I was in my bedroom watching him on CNN, and mm-hmm. I call him CNN. Uh-huh. And I called Silva. I said, cut the TV on. Donald is on talking about he's running for president. Mm-hmm. And midway through, Silva called me back. She said, girl, this is going to be our next president. And I've been loving him ever since.
Well, it would be nice to have a president that doesn't run the country down constantly and try to ship our jobs overseas. I mean, I thought the Republicans were pretty bad before, and I was nonpartisan. But I got to say, Obama and the people that he works with really do seem like they have it out for this country.
Well, you know what? We are survivors, and we're not going to cry over spilled milk.
Right.
What we want to do is put somebody in office that can clean up the milk.
That's
why we stop for Trump, and that's why we want him to be our next president.
That's right.
Well, ladies, you've got the floor. I could ask a lot of questions, but let me hear from Diamond. Let me hear from Silk, each of you, your 2 minutes on why you like Donald Trump and what we can do to get Donald Trump elected.
We like Donald Trump because Donald Trump wants to keep the American people safe.
That's right.
He wants to bring jobs back to this country. Did you know that companies like Ford Motor Company mm-hmm. ship their jobs to Mexico mm-hmm. to make products and manufacturing products mm-hmm. for no more than a couple of dollars and then bring those products over here us to buy them for $30,000, $40,000? Mm-hmm. This is what the American people need to know.
That's right.
Listen, he wants to bring these jobs back where we can thrive. He makes sense.
Yes.
And he keeps doing this in a common sense approach.
Exactly.
That's why we should stop for Trump, and that's why we should put him in the White House.
That's right. And while all the other candidates is talking politics, Donald Trump is talking common sense. And he's bringing a common sense approach to these issues that's going on right now in this world. Donald Trump is the man for the job. He's a businessman. He knows economics. Mm-hmm. We're having economic issues right now. Guess what?
What?
He needs to be in the White House.
He needs to be in the White House. And we got to stop robbing Peter to pay Paul,
yes.
You all. We got to stop that way of thinking because that's not going to get us nowhere. And listen, you never going to attain the American dream by getting a handout.
That's
we
right.
We need somebody that's going to give us a handout and show us how it's done.
That's right.
Yes, that's why we stop for Trump.
Yeah.
Well, I know this. Donald Trump's saying a lot of stuff that's true, and his businesses are based on having a thriving economy. He's the type of billionaire that will probably go under if the recession continues much longer. So that might be the motive for him actually wanting to do the right thing. There's so many other powerful elites, though, that want a managed, controlled economy, not a free market. And I just wonder what they're going to try next to try to stop Donald Trump.
We don't know, and that's why the American people have to get behind him.
Yes.
Stop listening to the media biasness and this propaganda and the things that they keep spinning. It's the weapon. It's a weapon that they use to put doubt in the American people's mind.
That's right.
We've always allowed them to do it, but they won't do it this time.
No, they won't.
Get behind your candidate.
Yes.
If you are a Democrat, switch your party today so that we can vote our candidate in office,
and
Donald Trump.
Stay on message
and stay on point.
We're not about the fight. We are about the message.
That's the message and getting this country to moving again.
Well, I like that. That's positive that you don't infight with the other candidates and stuff. You just stay on message. But I tell you, I think the mainstream media is out of bullets. The more they attack him, the more they demonize him and make stuff up or exaggerate it or take it out of context, the more people like Donald Trump. I think he's kind of lessened some of his hardcore message lately. That may be why he hasn't grown as fast, but he also exposed the vaccines that we should have a right to not take them, and we're giving the kids too many. He's also been exposing the fact that that there is a radical Islamic invasion of this country. He's talked about the fact that there's been a plan to deindustrialize the nation. He has said that the whole gun control movement's failed, and that we should have a right to concealed carry just comes with the Constitution. So I tell you, he's really, really getting good. And I wonder if Donald Trump himself has woken up, or this is who he always was. Because the Donald Trump of 20 years ago was a lot more liberal. And so maybe he's just changed with the times. But I know he plugged us whenever Joe Biggs caught drug dealing on the border the day that Trump was there. I know he does seem to have a hardcore stance. He even talked about our Hillary shirt, our Hillary for Prison shirt, and said that he liked it. So he does seem to be pretty hardcore. I just wonder what the establishment's going to do to try to shut him down.
Well, I'll tell you what, whatever they try to do, the trickery and the fakery is not going to work because we, the American people, is behind Donald Trump.
Yes, and we see it.
We see it, and we stop for Trump, and we want him in the White House.
That's right.
That's who we want in the White House.
That's right.
Yes.
All right, ladies, I know you guys got to get back to work. We appreciate you. You got a few minutes left here. We're talking to Diamond and Silk. Two political commentators popular on YouTube. Great example for other folks to get involved, have your voice be heard, whatever your views are. DiamondandSilk.com. In closing, how would you ladies like to leave us?
Listen, if you are a Democrat,
yes,
and you need to switch your party today, baby.
That's right.
So that you can vote for Donald Trump in the primaries is what we want you to do. And guess what? For my African Americans, in case y'all didn't know, Martin Luther King was a Republican.
Yes,
so let's get back to our roots, okay?
Yes,
let's get back to our roots. Either y'all can stay left or get right.
Yes.
Get right and change your party.
And it's nothing wrong with coming off the Democratic plantation,
yes,
baby.
I love it.
Well, obviously the Democrats and Republicans have their history and their problems, but the Democrats really are the founders of the Klan. They really are social engineers. They're very nasty people at the top. They're really using people. And look at how black unemployment's doubled under Obama, worse than all the other unemployment. I mean, how did that happen?
See, I don't even want to discuss how it happened because I haven't a clue. That's why we need to put somebody in the White House that want to bring our jobs back where our African Americans can thrive again in this country.
Exactly.
They won't have to be in poverty. They can obtain the middle class now.
Right.
And that's why we look at Donald Trump and that's why we stop for Trump,
and
baby.
And stop just wanting the crumbs.
Yes. It's time for us to have a slice of the cake, not just the crumbs,
that's
not
right.
just handouts. That's
All
yes.
right, ladies, come back again with us, DiamondandSilk.com. Very interesting. Thanks for being involved in the political process. God bless you. We'll be tuning in to you.
Thanks for
having us.
Thank you, sweethearts. All right. You know, they got a little pin up of Donald Trump on the wall. We'll be back.
This is a protest. And this is a riot. If you can't tell the difference, then you are part of the problem. Infowars.com.
I began to get into iodine a few years ago because it was helping me and my family so much get healthy and detoxify. I believe our research is conclusive. This is the best iodine out there. And I know this for a fact. Nobody else has got iodine based on these pure crystals, ladies and gentlemen.
For a limited time, experience the ancient power of Survival Shield X2.
I believe our research is conclusive. This is the best iodine out there.
Take advantage of this at InfoWarsLife.com.
And why wearing a Hillary for President t-shirt might get you punched in the face.
They thought it said Hillary for President. He said, I was seconds away from sending my bar back over here to punch you in the face. Since you're wearing a Hillary for Prison shirt, you don't have to buy drinks here. Everything's on the house.
Hillary's not surging, I tell you that. They're not saying that. They're not saying that. Thank you.
Have it. Donald Trump endorses Hillary for Prison. Get your Hillary for Prison 2016 t-shirt at the InfoWars store. And on the back it says, legalize freedom. Show your disapproval of Hillary by buying your t-shirt today.
But what she's done is criminal.
This is an American president. Just add puppet. Then vote and repeat every 4 years.
Now, before everybody thinks that I'm here to stump for the Trump, let me just point out how I got a lot of flack earlier when I tweeted out about Donald Trump and how he is literally the elite that have bought off our politicians. He has a golden toilet in his apartment, people. If you don't believe me, just Google it for yourself. I think it's like Donald Trump's luxurious apartment, and you can see how all of the walls and the ceilings and everything, they're just covered in gold, dripping in gold. And he admitted during the first GOP debate that he has bought off our politicians, who he can call upon years later to do his bidding. So that's what I think about Trump. So it's no surprise. Now, BuzzFeed is running this article, kind of a hit piece on Trump, saying Trump once proposed that an A-team of CEOs negotiate U.S. trade policy with foreign nations. They talk about how in his book, Surviving at the Top, Trump proposed giving constitutional authority to negotiate trade deals to an economic council that'd be comprised of a smorgasbord of top business leaders from the 90s. In this book, Trump says, I think America should call on its corporate leaders, independent deal makers, and other non-political public figures who emerged during the past two decades to help forge a new relationship with the rest of the world. And it goes on to say some people who he would suggest would be Jack Welch of GE, Disney's Michael Eisner, and CNN's Ted Turner, among others. So, of course, they're kind of putting this out here as a red flag, but really, it's just the new puppet is going to be the same as the old puppet, because that's literally what the current administration is trying to fast track right now with President Obama's Trans-Pacific Partnership. There are 600 heads of corporations there at the negotiation table deciding what's going to be going on in this trade deal. Congress can't even see it. They can't debate on it. They can't make any amendments. And it's a living agreement. The president and the next president can change it as they wish. They can update it to cover any new issues, add any other countries that they want. You know, so this is a big deal. And yet it's all happening in secret. And hey, but Trump's the bad guy because he suggested it, you know, in the 90s. Now, here's a letter that came out a couple years ago from Doctors Without Borders. So just give you an idea about what they think, about these, some of the cables that have been released by WikiLeaks. They say trading away health, the Trans-Pacific Partnership Agreement. And they're really concerned about the aggressive intellectual property rules that would restrict access to affordable, life-saving medicines for millions of people. It's proposed by U.S. negotiators. The IP rules enhance patent and data protections for pharmaceutical companies, dismantle public health safeguards that are enshrined in international law, and they obstruct price-lowering generic competition for medicines. So, of course, that's just one of the things that we've learned about the TPP, how it's just a huge win for Big Pharma. And why? Because it's Big Pharma that's sitting at the negotiating table. And if you want to know what that's going to look like, just look at this story that's gone viral today. A lot of people have taken up to social media and they're very angry about this. They're calling him the most despised man in the world. This is Martin Shkreli. He's a 32-year-old ex-hedge funder, and he's the founder and chief of Turing Pharmaceuticals. Now, Turing Pharmaceuticals purchased the rights to Daraprim, which is a drug used by AIDS patients. They promptly raised the prices of this drug overnight by 5,500%. It was $1,350 a pill to now $750 per pill. Now, after all the backlash, Shkreli, he's just like a total schmuck. And you can go, he's like tweeting out all of these Wu-Tang things in response. He's tweeting out Wu-Tang and, you know, look at him with his smug face. And he's basically saying that he did it because his company needs to turn a profit. And there's actually video of him responding to this where he's talking about how people use this drug for less than a year, and it's far below what other pharmaceutical companies are charging for their products that people have to take for much longer. So it's still majorly underpriced. He says they only pay $1,000, where with other drugs, they're paying hundreds of thousands of dollars for cancer medicines and things. So that's what this is going to look like if these sort of people can have the control. You can no longer go and get the generic version of the drugs that you need to save your life. You can't go to Canada and get them because now this whole TPP living agreement is something that you need to be worried about. It's a massive surrender of sovereignty, hands it over to crony capitalism. And of course, it's a secretive deal threatening to cost Americans their jobs and hand big corporations new powers. And it's, you know, a big deal. And here is a more in-depth report.
The Trans-Pacific Partnership trade package is beginning to unravel, with more prominent voices slamming President Obama and the Republican leadership over the secretive deal that threatens to cost American jobs and hand big corporations new powers that would violate national sovereignty. House Majority Whip Representative Steve Scalise of Louisiana and Rules Committee Chairman, Representative Pete Sessions of Texas, refused to reveal to Breitbart whether they had read the TPP agreement, but still said they would support the Trade Promotion Authority and allow President Barack Obama to fast-track the TPP. Lawmakers claim that TPA is separate from TPP and that they will review the final TPP agreement before it is considered by Congress. However, as Matthew Boyle explains, this explanation doesn't wash. A vote for the TPA is a de facto green light for the TPP, since there is essentially no way to halt a trade deal once it has been fast-tracked. Boyle writes, since Fast Track was created in the Richard Nixon administration, not one trade deal that started on Fast Track has been thwarted. As such, a vote for TPA is a vote for TPP, since passing TPA will all but guarantee the successful passage of TPP. Senator Marco Rubio, Senator Lindsey Graham, and Representative John Boehner are also refusing to reveal if they have visited the secret room to read the controversial TPP document, although all three are set to vote for the TPA. Daniel Horowitz, senior editor of the Conservative Review, writes, it is unforgivable for the Republican majority to shirk its congressional duty and refuse to read the text of a bill that will give Obama unprecedented authority over our economy. Passing a bill in order to find out what's in it is what placed the Pelosi Congress in the ash heap of history. It's not an auspicious path for ambitious politicians. The Washington Post reports the push from the president included direct calls to lawmakers, interviews with television stations in key states, and plans to bring several Democrats aboard Air Force One with him. Meanwhile, despite claims that climate change mandates would not be a part of TPP, President Obama admitted during an NPR interview on Wednesday that this would indeed be the case. By passing such mandates via the TPP, Obama could sneak through draconian climate regulations under the radar, knowing that they would almost certainly be rejected by Congress on their own. This would satisfy calls by the likes of French Foreign Minister Laurent Fabius, a Bilderberg member, to enforce the new rules via global treaties to cut Congress out of the equation. Obama will attend summit in Paris in December to negotiate a climate agreement. Howard Richman writes, Obama would not need to get Congress to approve the unfair climate change treaty terms that he negotiates. Instead, he could get the commission set up by the Trans-Pacific Partnership Agreement to add those terms to the Trans-Pacific Partnership. After that, the investor-state dispute settlement provisions set up by that agreement could enforce Obama's terms through the threat of multi-billion-dollar fines upon the U.S. government. Physicians are rallying as they become increasingly concerned about the passage of TPP. Prescription drug costs could waylay the affordability of biologics and thousands of prescription drugs by drastically altering intellectual property protections. Under the TPP, corporations could sue countries for restricting their products due to legislation brought to fruition by their own government policies. The investor-state dispute settlement portion of the TPP gives the upper hand. Legislative bodies would only act as advisory boards to the ruling corporatic governments. Most recently, the World Trade Organization Tribunal ruled against the United States in a NAFTA suit brought by Canada and Mexico that claimed the U.S. country of origin labeling law, which requires foreign meat to be labeled as such, is an unfair and illegal trade practice. The WTO's May 18th ruling was the fourth time in 3 years that the global court had ruled against Kool, even though U.S. courts had ruled that Kool is legal. Faced with WTO penalties and threats of retaliation, the U.S. Congress is now considering repeal of Kool, and American consumers may soon lose the ability to discover if the meat at the grocery store or restaurant is U.S. raised or from Mexico, Brazil, or China. Critics of the TPP assert that the trade deal will cost American jobs and give huge corporations the power to change U.S. laws.
That's it for the show tonight. Thank you for joining us. Hit the subscribe button if you're watching us on YouTube. We will see you here again tomorrow, 7 p.m. Central.
A clean, toxic-free body is the foundation of true health. Introducing Deep Cleanse by InfoWarsLife.com, a scientifically formulated blend of nanocolloidal zeolites and organic ingredients that aid the body in cleansing chemicals and toxic metals. Using our proprietary multi-step extraction technology, Deep Cleanse is our most affordable all-in-one cleanser. With concentrated organic compounds like cilantro, milk thistle, fulvic acid, orange peel, zeolites, and others, Deep Cleanse doesn't hold back. Instead of buying 5, 6, or even 7 different cleansing products. We use decades-old scientific research to put together the Rolls-Royce of all-in-one cleansing. Look, there's a reason Deep Cleanse is the only product on the market that uses our proprietary Spigyrex herbal processing technique. We use only the highest quality organic herbs backed by serious research, and we still bring it to you at the best price out there. If you wish to find Deep Cleanse and experience the all-in-one cleansing, visit InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
You are watching the InfoWars Nightly News, which airs 7 p.m. Central at InfoWarsNews.com. And your support is helping us defend liberty worldwide.